This case concerns the bidding systems the Secretary of the Interior must use in the leasing by auction of oil and gas tracts on the Outer Continental Shelf. Prior to the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act amendments of 1978, the Secretary almost always auctioned leases on the Outer Continental Shelf on the basis of a fixed royalty, with the bidding on the amount of an initial cash bonus to be paid when the lease was awarded. This system required large front-end payments by the successful bidder. As a result, it ran into criticism in Congress because it required such large amounts of capital that small and medium-sized oil companies often could not afford to participate.